"What do you mean, accidents?" asked Daisy, narrowing her eyes.
"Oh, there's Amanda at last," cried Bertie, waving. "Hey, Amanda!"
I had been expecting someone as dandyish as Bertie himself, with his green trousers and slicked back hair. But the girl swinging down from a rusty green bicycle and hurrying towards us was not well turned out at all. She was stocky, with pink cheeks and flyaway frizzy brown hair that was escaping from a faded blue beret. Someone less like Bertie was hard to imagine.
"Bertie!" she panted, her face red and shining. "Sorry I'm late. I was at St. Lucy's working on an essay and I forgot the time, and then the horse needed oil."
I looked about for a horse, but could see nothing of the kind.
"She means that bicycle of hers," said Bertie, grinning at me. "Manda, meet my little sister Daisy and her friend Hazel. They're both far too clever for their own good."
"What rot," said Daisy primly. She hates to let on how clever she is to anyone until she is quite sure they can be trusted.
"Hello," said Amanda. She had her breath back now and was assessing us both.
"Daisy, Hazel, this is Amanda," Bertie went on. "She's a brilliant historian. We'd all be lost without her."
He gave her a truly Daisy-ish smile, and I saw Amanda melt exactly the way the shrimps do over Daisy. I understood why she was glad to give Bertie her lecture notes.
"Now," said Amanda, "have you told them how this is going to go?"
"Beginning to," said Bertie. "You can carry on for me if you'd like."
Amanda turned to us, and I saw that underneath her soft frizzy hair, her eyes were sharp and determined, though tired.
"All right," she said. "Listen up. Miss Mountfitchett's asked me to look after you while you're in Cambridge. She wants me with you all the time, but I've got far too much to do. So we're going to make a pact. I'll walk you in and out of St. Lucy's, and after that you're free to go wherever you like, so long as you tell anyone who asks that I was with you. All right?"
"All right," Daisy said quickly. I had known that this was to be the agreement, but now I had seen Amanda, I was curious about it.
"What are you doing while we're out?" I asked.
"Essays," said Amanda. "I've got a pile of them to finish before the end of the holidays."
"Amanda's a workhorse," said Bertie, grinning. It should have sounded supportive, but there was something about the way he said it that made me feel uneasy.
"Bertie's going to give you the tour now, while I get some studying in," said Amanda. She brushed the hair away from her face again. It seemed to hover about her cheeks and forehead like a cloud, coming back no matter how she pinned it or tucked it up under her beret.
"Show you Cambridge and Magdalen. If anyone asks, I was with you. I'll meet you outside St. Lucy's in an hour. We're all to take tea with Miss Mountfitchett before you have dinner at Magdalen.